So this year, 2023, marks the 100th anniversary of Kirkcart Baptist, and we're undertaking a project just to speak to people who've had connections with the church over the past years and generations. And today we're speaking to Margaret Beattie. So Margaret, if I can just ask you a few questions and we can just have a wee chat. So first of all, what's your earliest memory of your time in the church? How did you come to be at Kirkcart? How did you come to join?
When John and I were married in September 1958, our first home was in Grafham Avenue off Braidholm Road, and we had decided that we would join the nearest evangelical church. I had been brought up in the Brethren, I had been baptised there. John had been saved, converted at a Scripture Union boys camp as a teenager and had been a member of the Church of Scotland after that, but had not been baptised by immersion. When the deacons came to visit us to discuss membership, I remember they stressed very strongly baptism to John, and one of their arguments was that he could not be a deacon unless he was baptised. After they left, you can imagine John and I killed ourselves laughing, because who would want to be a deacon? However, within the next few years, I can't recall exactly how many, John felt he should be baptised, and that was a happy night when he was baptised in Kirkcart Baptist. In our first 5 years there, we dedicated ourselves on three occasions with new babies, and have very happy memories of the Kirkcart Baptist at that time.